Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amabeis, 13 lines up from the bottom, by the words Tanan Mashkin. So we said in the Mishnah Tanan that Mashkin Beis Ashlachin Ben Ma'id Ubishvias. You're allowed to water a Beis Ashlachin, it's a Davar Aved, it needs your assistance. You're allowed to water it on Chol HaMayid and also on Shemitah. So we spoke about Chol HaMayid, now we're going to focus on the Heter of Shemitah. Says the Gemara Bishlam Ma'id Misham Tirchahu Makim Pseida Shavu Rabbanan. I understand that there's a heter to do a davar aved on chol hamayid malacha for a davar aved because the whole iser is because of tircha, and therefore they gave a heter when there's a davar aved. It makes sense. Anyways, it's masr na davar lechachamim. The chazal get to choose which malachis are asr and which ones are mutter. It makes sense that they would be matter this. Elashvias bein lamanda amar mishum zayreya ubein lamanda amar mishum chayresh. Whether you say watering a field is considered zayreya, or if you say that watering a field is considered chayresh. Zriya v'charisha b'shvias mishari. Are you allowed to be zireya or chayresh? Those things are aser midaraisa, and there's no masr nakas of l'chachamim. So these things are things that Chazal have no right to just be makel about. So how is there a heter of a davar aved to water your field on shmita? L'chayr it's an iser daraisa, and you can't just be makel for davar aved. Says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one, Amr Abaye says Abaye, it's not true. B'shmias b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. Shmita is not aser midaraisa nowadays. Shmita is only aser midarabanan. And this heter was given nowadays for a davar aved because nowadays shmita is only aser midrabbanan. The Rebbe, the Tanya we learned in the Raisa, that Rebbe is clear that there is such a thing as a zman that shmita is not midaraisa. He doesn't speak out that it's nowadays, but he mentions this idea that not always is shmita midaraisa. The Tanya we learned in the Raisa, Rebbe Yoimer. V'zedavar hashmita shamayit. So v'shtei shmita is hakasa medaber. Achas shmita's karka, v'achas shmita's ksafim. The Torah uses a double lashon. It seems to be describing two types of shmitas. What are the two shmitas? It's not working the fields, and it's canceling loans. So b'zman sha'ata mishami karka, ata mishami ksafim. V'zman sha'ata mishami karka, iata mishami ksafim. The Torah puts the two together so we can make a hekesh, we can darshan that they both apply at the same time. When shmita's karka applies, so Shmitas Ksafim applies. And when Shmitas Karka does not apply, so then Shmitas Ksafim also does not apply. Point being is that you see that there's such a thing as a Zman that Shmitas Karka does not apply. When is that? That's nowadays, and that's why we can be Mako by a Davara of it. Rava Amar, different Teretz, Afilu Tema Rabbanon, the Tana could even be the Rabbanon who don't agree to this, that there's such a thing as a Zman that Shmitah is Midrabbanon. But Afal Pikein, watering your field is only Midrabbanon. Because Avis Asarachmana, and told the Torah only asked you to do an Av Malacha, something which is considered an Av by Hilchos Shabbos, and not something which is considered a Toldah, and therefore watering your field is only a Toldah, there's no Av Malacha of watering, of being Mashkin, and therefore being that it's only Asar Midrabanan, Chazal gave a Heter for a Davara Avi. Now how do we know that the Torah only asked Avis and not Toldahs? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, U'bashana Ashvias, Shabbos Shabbos and Yelaret, Sad Chalis Izra, and then it goes on to say, V'kar Mechalis Izmar, and it says, you can't be Kaitzer, it says you also can't be Baitzer. So ask the Gemara Michti, Zmira Bechlal Zriya. Zmira is just a tolda of Zaireya. So what? And Ubitzira b'chlal Kitzira. And being Baitzer is just a tolda of being Kaitzer. So Lamai Hilchasa Kasvinu Rachmana. So why did the Torah have to specify that you can't do these malachis? Anyways, it's included in the Avais. So if you can't do the Avais, Mustam, you can't do the toldas either. It's coming to teach us Lameimra da Hani toldas Mechayev Achran Yasa Lai Mechayev. It must be it's coming to teach us that you're only Chayev for these toldas of being Zaymer and being Baitzer, but other toldas are Taka. Not chayiv midaraisa, and that's why there's a heter for davar avin. Ask the Gemara v'lai. You're not chayiv for toldeis on shmita. V'atani, but we learned in the braisa. So the pasuk specifies that you can't be zireya or zaymer. Ainly ela zeruah v'zimer. So from here, I only know that you can't do these two malachis. Minayin l'nikush l'idur l'kisuach. Have I know that you can't do any of these other malachis, which as an aside are toldeis. Tamalaymer sadachalai karmichalai. We dash from these words that like kol malacha shebe sadacha, v'like kol malacha shebe karmichalai. karmacha. You can't do any sort of malacha in your fields. You can't do any sort of malacha in your karet. Minayin sheim ekarsman veimazardin veimafaskin beilon. How do I know you can't do any of these malachas? Tamaloymer again, the same drasha. Sadacha loy, karmacha loy. Loy kol malacha shebesadacha, loy kol malacha shebekarmacha. You can't do any malacha. Minayin sheim ezavlin veimafarkin veimavkin veimashnin beilon. How do I know that you can't do any of these malachas? Tamaloymer again, sadacha loy, karmacha loy. Kol malacha shebesadacha loy, the kol malacha shebekarmacha loy. You can't do any malacha. Yachloy kashkish tachas as they simply adder tachas a gefanim, v'lo yimaleid nekayim ayim, v'lo yaseh ugyoyis a gefanim. I might think that you can't do any of these malachas. Tamalaymer, sadachalay sizra. The Torah specifies that you're not allowed to be zireya on Shemitah. Now, why does the Torah have to specify that? Zriya bechlal haisa. Zriya was included in the general iser of Shabbos Shabbosayin, that you have to let the land rest. V'lama yatsasa. So why does the Torah specify that you're not allowed to be zireya? It's lahakashela. It's to compare all malachis to zriya. Leimar lucha, to teach you, mazriya miuchedes avodah shebesada visha bekerem. Zriya is a malacha that you do both in the field and in the kerem. Af kol she avodah shebesada visha bekerem. So too the isra of shmita is to do malachis that apply both in the sada and in the kerem, as opposed to these malachis that we mentioned in the end. They're only either in the kerem or in the sada, but you don't do them in both places. Point being is that you see from this braisa that you are chay for told on Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Midr Rabbanan Ukras Machta Ba'alma. It's not true. Really, you're not Chayef for Toldos on Shemitah. This Braisa, which seems to darshan it from Sukkim, that you are, it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. Now, we mentioned in the Braisa that you're allowed to be Mekashkish. Ask the Gemara, Vekishkish Veshvias Mishari. Is that really true? That you're allowed to be Mekashkish? Vaksiv Ashvias Tishamtena Venetashto, Tishamtena Milakashkish, Venetashto Milasakyo. It says in the Braisa, from the double Lashon of Hashmata, we darshan that you're not allowed to be a kashkish. So I'm a ravuk for barchama tre kishkushi havu. There's two different types of kishkush. The first braisa, which said it's mutter, is talking about the type that's mutter. And the second braisa that says it's aser, it's talking about the type that's aser. What are the two types of kishkush? Chad evruye ilane v'chad stume pile. One's the type of kishkush that is done in order to strengthen the tree, and one is just to close up the cracks of the tree, to fill in the dirt into the cracks, and that's just to prevent the loss. So evruye ilan aser. If you're doing it just to help the tree grow better, that's asr on Shemitah. But stume pile shari. But if you're doing it to prevent the loss, so then that's going to be mutter. New Gemara now says the Gemara Itmar Hachayrish Vishvias. When it comes to someone who plows his field on Shemitah, so we have a Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chad Amar Leike, Vechad Amar Eino Leike. One of them said that your mamish, it's a lav, your chayv malkus for being chayrish on Shemitah, for plowing. And the other one said that you don't get malkus. So says the Gemara two possibilities of how to explain the Machlaikas. First says the Gemara Lema Bidrav Avin Amar Rav Ila Kamifugi. They seem to be arguing about the statement that was made by Rav Avin Amar Rav Ila. The Amr of Avin Amr of Yila, that Kol Malkim Shenemer Klal Basay, Uprap Leis Asay, anytime you have a Klal Pradu Klal, and the Klal is written as an Asay, and the Prat is written as a Leis Asay, ain't done in Asay, but Klal Upradu Klal. So that's not considered a klal pradu klal. Now by Shemitah, that's exactly what we have. Because the Torah first says, Ubashana hashviyah shabbos shabbos aniyel aretz. It says, let the field rest. That's naseh. Then it says, alay saseh. Sadacho alay sizra v'chaymecho alay sizmer. And then at the end, it says again naseh. It says, shnas shabbos aniyel aretz. So it's a klal pradu klal. So technically, we'll be marbe o malachis. But are we going to be marbe as a lay saseh? Are we going to don it as a klal pradu klal or not? So mand amar like the one who says that you get Malkus, obviously he's darshaning as a klal pradu klal to say that it's asamida reisa and you get Malkus, not like Rav Avin. So he says the Gemara less like Rav Avin. That man da amar obviously doesn't hold like Rav Avin. Amar avila. Uman da amar ainu like it. The man da amar who says you do not get Malkus, it's this like Rav Avin. He holds like Rav Avin. That would be one way of explaining the machlaikas. Says the Gemara light, that no, that's not muchach. It could be the kuli alma less like Rav Avin. It could be nobody holds like Rav Avin. Everybody darshins this as a klal pradu klal batzim, and therefore chayre should be chayiv malkus. So says the Gemara, So says the Gemara, man da amar leike, shapir. So now the man da amar who says that you get malchus, that makes a lot of sense. That's self understood. Uman da amar enu leike, so why don't you get malchus for being chayresh? Amar lecha, he'll tell you that nechti, zmira bechlau zriya, ubitzir bechlau ksira. The Torah specifies all different types of malachis. Says you can't be zaireya, says you can't be zaymer, says you can't be kaitzer, says you can't be breitzer. Now those are all just toldos of the av. So lamai helchus lekasvinu rachmana, why does the Torah specify these toldos? Lameimar da'ahani toldos u'nemechayiv atol da'achrin oloy mechayiv. It's to teach us that you're only chayiv for these toldos and not other toldos. So it's true that be'etzem you would darsh in a klal pradu klal, but the man da'amar who says you don't get malchus is because he holds that you're not chayiv for toldos on Shemitah, and chayresh on Shemitah is considered a tolda, even though on Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos it's considered an av, but in Hilchos Shemitah it's considered a tolda, and being that it's a tolda and the Torah didn't specify it, you're taken not chayiv midah Raisa for being Chayrish, and that's why there's no Malkus. Ask the Gemara of Veloy. Now we're going to repeat the same Shaka of Atari that we had before. Veloy, you're not Chayiv for Toldeis on Shemitah, Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa. Sadachalei Sizra, the Charmachalei Sizmar, says you can't be Zareya and you can't be Zaymer. Ainli Elazeru of Azimar. Minayin li Idur Lakishkash Lakisuach. How do I know you can't do these Malachis? Tamalaymer, Sadachalei, Karmachalei, Lakom Malachashab Sadacha, Lakom Malachashab Karmacha. Minayin Shay Mekarsman, Vayim Azardin, Vayim Afaskin Beelon. How do I know you can't do these Malachis? Tamalaymer, Sadachalei, Karmachalei, Kom Malachashab Sadachalei, and Kom Malachashab Karmachalei. Can't do anything. Minayin Shay Mezavlin, Vayim Afarkin, Vayim Ashna. Elon, how do I know you can't do these malachis? Tamulaymar, Sadachalai, Karmachalai, Kol Malachas Abisadachalai, the Kol Malachas Abikarmachalai, Yachalai, Kashkish Tachas Azasim. I might think that you can't be a Kashkish underneath the olive tree, Vulyadar Tachas Agafanim, Vuloyamali Nikoimayim, Vuloyasa Ogis Agafanim. Tamalaymar Sadachalai Sizra, the Torah says you can't be Zaireya. Nazriya Bechalaisa, we already know it, says Shabbat Shabbosin. Vulama Yatsa, so why does the Torah specify it? Lahakashe Laimur Lucha Mazriya Miyuchedes Avodesh Abasada Visha Bekerem. Zriya is something that you do both in the fields and in the vineyards. Of course, you Avodesh Abasada Visha Bekerem, so that's the only time you have an Isra Malach on Shemitah if it's the type of thing that you do in both places. The point is that you see you are Chayiv for Toldos on Shemitah. So says the Gemara, the same Torah as before, Midrabban. That no, it's only midrabanan midaraisa. You're not chayiv for toldos, and the braisa which darshins it from the pasuk, it's just in a smachta ba'alma.